When Mike Michalowicz first met Martin, he saw an extraordinary craftsman who could install a perfectly level 150-pound railroad tie as a fireplace mantle single-handedly. Despite being booked 3 months in advance, Martin was struggling financially, working 12-hour days on jobs plus another 3-4 hours handling business operations. The disconnect between Martin's in-demand skills and his financial struggles represents a common paradox in the construction industry. This same pattern appears in thousands of construction businesses worldwide, where skilled tradespeople find themselves trapped in what Sean Van Dyke calls the craftsman cycle, a vicious pattern that leaves them perpetually busy yet broke. Profit First for Contractors has become something of a cult classic in the construction industry since its 2018 publication. Contractors from small one-person operations to multi-million dollar firms have transformed their businesses using its principles. The book has been endorsed by industry leaders like Fine Home Building magazine and has sparked a movement, with Van Dyke's approach now taught in construction management programs nationwide. What makes this system revolutionary isn't complex financial engineering, but rather its profound simplicity. It works with human nature rather than against it. The craftsman cycle begins innocently enough. A skilled tradesperson starts taking side jobs, pricing them based on their current wages plus a little extra. As their reputation grows, they take the exciting but terrifying leap into full-time business ownership. Despite increasing revenue, money seems to disappear quickly, paying employees, managing instead of producing work, and struggling with cash flow. This leads to bank balance accounting, constantly checking your account to see if there's enough money available. What was once a zero balance gradually becomes a psychological zero point at much higher amounts. A $20,000 balance that would have once been cause for celebration now creates stress because you know it will evaporate within days. The cycle continues. Price work, often too low, get work, produce work, find more work, all while constantly checking bank balances and living project to project. This creates a false sense of security where being busy is mistaken for being profitable, when in reality, many contractors are actually going further out of business with each underpriced job they take. Without an effective money management system that doesn't require massive mindset change, we get stuck in trying to sell our way out of our struggles, explains Michalowicz. But you can't sell your way out of a broken system. The traditional GAAP, Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, formula of sales minus expenses equals profit fuels this cycle by focusing on top-line revenue growth. This approach has fundamental flaws. It goes against human nature, we spend whatever we have, it prioritizes sales over profitability, it requires complex accounting knowledge, and it's designed to analyze businesses rather than manage cash flow. Profit First offers an alternative system that works with natural behaviors, instantly reveals business health, and clearly shows what can be spent versus what must be reserved. Just as the sixth sense reveals a truth that changes how you view the entire movie, understanding your financial statements will permanently change how you see your construction business. The math behind your business isn't complicated, mostly addition and subtraction with some basic algebra, but mastering it is essential because while market conditions, trends, building materials, and employees constantly change, the math remains consistent. The fundamental equation for construction businesses is price equals costs times markup factor. Net profit is what remains after COGS, cost of goods sold, and expenses are deducted. The equation for net profit is net profit equals income minus COGS minus expenses. The income statement, also called profit and loss statement or PL, summarizes revenues, costs, expenses, and resulting net profit during a specific period. The four main areas are income, COGS, expenses, and net profit. Your proposals are essentially mini PL statements for customer projects. You estimate COGS, apply a markup factor to cover expenses and profit, but only show customers the scope and price. The balance sheet shows the financial position of a business at a specific point in time, stating assets, liabilities, and owner's equity, essentially showing the net worth of the business. While the PL shows what you're doing over time, the balance sheet shows what you've done up to a point. The fundamental equation is assets, stuff you own, minus liabilities, money you owe, equals owner's equity. Many construction owners pay themselves through owner's draws from retained earnings, which appears on the balance sheet, not the PL. This creates problems when owners work in the business but don't pay themselves properly for that work. If you don't account for your labor as either COGS or expenses, your PL won't reflect true costs, making it impossible to price properly and generate real profits. When analyzing your PL, translate dollar amounts into percentages of total revenue. Your total income represents 100% of your budget. For a sample PL with $1 million income, if COGS are $700,000, 70%, expenses are $250,000, 25%, then net profit must be $50,000, 5%. This means for every dollar of income, you spend 70 cents on COGS, 25 cents on expenses, and generate 5 cents in net profit. Just as dinner and supper mean different things in the South despite seeming similar, markup and margin are distinct financial concepts that shouldn't be used interchangeably. Confusing these terms is the most common problem encountered when working with construction business owners worldwide, and this misunderstanding has led countless companies into financial distress. Markup is the amount added to your cost of goods sold, COGS, to determine your price, while margin is the space between your price and COGS. When you mark up costs by 20%, selling a $100 item for $120, you don't make 20% profit. You make 16.7% margin, $20/$120. This critical distinction causes many contractors to underprice their work, leading to cash flow problems and eventual business failure. For example, a contractor marking up a $10,000 kitchen renovation by 20% would charge $12,000, believing they're making $2,000, 20%, when they're actually making $2,000/$12,000=16.7%. A 20% markup does not yield a 20% margin. This mathematical relationship is immutable. If you need a 20% margin, you must mark up by 25%. For a $100 cost item, a 25% markup results in a $125 selling price, creating a $25 margin, which is 20% of the selling price, $25/$125. This relationship becomes even more critical with larger projects where small percentage differences can mean thousands of dollars in lost profit. So-called industry standards around markup are destructive myths that perpetuate financial instability. The commonly cited 20% markup standard, yielding only 16.7% margin, guarantees failure when overhead expenses typically run 20 to 23% of revenue. Healthy contractors need at least 10% net profit after covering overhead, requiring markups closer to 50% in most cases. A detailed analysis of successful construction companies shows that sustainable businesses typically maintain markups between 40 to 60%, depending on their overhead structure and efficiency. Other harmful industry standards include providing free estimates, which can cost hundreds in time and resources, the customer expectation of getting three bids for a fair price, using competitor pricing as a benchmark without understanding their cost structure, assuming all jobs should have the same markup regardless of complexity. The only true industry standard is that most construction businesses fail within 5 years, a statistic largely driven by poor pricing strategies. Instead of following these destructive norms, contractors should focus on educating customers about their unique value proposition, including quality of materials and workmanship, project management expertise, warranty and service guarantees, licensed and insured status, professional certifications and training, track record of successful projects, Successful contractors understand that proper pricing isn't just about covering costs. It's about building a sustainable business that can invest in quality employees, maintain proper insurance coverage, and deliver consistent value to customers over the long term. In June 2016, Sean's wife announced they were going to have a lifestyle change, words that momentarily stopped his heart. Unlike when she revealed she was pregnant with their fifth child, this lifestyle change was about nutrition. They started the Whole 30 program, stripping their diet down to core food categories for 30 days: meat, vegetables, fruit, seafood, eggs, and unsweetened beverages. Profit First for Contractors applies this same concept to your construction business, focusing on the fundamental nutrition of your business while eliminating what leaves you bloated and unhealthy. Whatever your reason for starting your business, profit is how you stay in business. The system uses 5 separate checking accounts: income, profit, owner's comp, tax, and OPEX, to allocate funds for specific purposes, creating small plates for your business finances. The system works on 4 core principles borrowed from dietary science. 1. Using small plates, smaller portions. 2. Serving sequentially, prioritizing what matters. 3. Removing temptation, out of sight, out of mind. And 4. Enforcing a rhythm, regular financial habits. These principles leverage psychological principles like Parkinson's Law, demand expands to match supply, and the primacy effect. We place significance on what comes first. By putting profit first rather than treating it as an afterthought, it becomes the focus of your business. When you establish a rhythm with cash management, you'll know your business's status with a quick 2-second bank balance check. The system creates a habit loop with a cue, income deposits, routine, following the 10-25 rule, and reward, effective cash flow management. The 4 principles in practice mean using small plates by dispersing income into different purpose-specific accounts, serving sequentially by always allocating percentages to accounts before paying bills, removing temptation by keeping profit accounts out of easy reach, and enforcing a rhythm by doing allocations and payments twice monthly on the 10th and 25th. Profit First is a cash management system focused exclusively on actual money transactions, cash in and cash out. Before starting your initial assessment, gather your P&L from your last full year, owner tax returns, and year-end balance sheet. If you don't have these documents, you can still get reasonably close with estimates. The assessment begins by calculating your real revenue, the actual dollars your business manages after subtracting subcontractor and material costs from your total income. This calculation is especially important for contractors because every project can have vastly different subcontractor and material costs. For example, a home builder with $2 million in top-line sales but $800,000 in material costs and $700,000 in subcontractor costs is really a $500,000 business. This real revenue number represents the amount of money you're actually managing. Once you have these figures, you'll apply target allocation percentages, TAPs, based on your real revenue range, which will be translated into percentages of total revenue, PTRs, the unique approach that distinguishes PFC from standard Profit First methodology. This translation simplifies the system for construction companies by allowing you to allocate incoming funds without first calculating the materials and subcontractor portions. For a healthy construction business, the GAAP percentages of total revenue should be COGS at 65-70%, expenses at 15-25%, and net profit at 8-10%. These categories appear on your P&L statement. The corresponding PFC percentage of total revenue, PTRs, targets, should be tax at 6-10%, owner's comp at 10-15%, net profit at 8-10%, and total OPEX at 76-65%. To design your construction business for profits, determine your PTRs using these simple starting points. 1. Set your profit PTR at 1% initially, increasing it later. 2. For owner's comp, calculate what you'd pay someone with your skills for both field work and office work, divide total owner compensation by revenue, and aim for 10%. 3. For tax account, calculate last year's total taxes, including owner's personal taxes, divided by revenue to establish your tax PTR. 4. Calculate total OPEX by subtracting all other PTRs from 100%. The painful process of financial assessment in PFC is like ripping off a Band-Aid. Jason Moloch's story illustrates this. Initially stressed about tens of thousands owed by a general contractor, he implemented PFC and transformed his business. Research by Daniel Kahneman shows people remember experiences based on peak moments of pain and how they end, not duration. Many CPAs cost contractors money rather than helping them make money. While they may provide technically correct tax advice, they often focus solely on determining tax liability rather than improving business profitability. Three common pieces of costly CPA advice include paying yourself through owner's draws, which artificially suppresses COGS and expenses, spending money just to reduce tax liability, and poor financial organization. When you're lost, speed isn't your friend. Like a pilot flying without instruments, many contractors race forward without proper financial guidance. Now it's time to slow down and bridge the gap between your current position, revealed in your initial assessment, and your desired destination, recommended PTRs. PFC isn't a temporary diet, but a complete nutrition plan for your business. Like adapting to a Whole30 nutrition plan, implementing PFC will make you hungry, but in a productive way that motivates you to eliminate unnecessary expenses. When you view your business income through the PFC lens, you'll become more disciplined about cutting out financial junk while still fueling growth. While cutting expenses, be careful not to remove essential muscle from your business. Professional services like bookkeepers and quality subcontractors are investments, not costs to eliminate. Cut the fat by reviewing every expense line item monthly and staying within budget. When COGS is too high, often above 70% of revenue, the solution isn't cutting employee wages, but raising prices. If your COGS is $700,000 on $1 million revenue, 70%, selling the same work for $1,100,000 reduces that ratio to 63.6%. While existing clients may resist higher prices, better clients will pay them. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, but the second best time is today. If you don't have a business producing profit, start planting that tree now. Begin your Profit First for Contractors implementation with manageable steps. Tell your financial people about PFC. Set up your bank accounts, income, profit, tax, owner's comp, and total OPEX. Give them clear nicknames. Establish your current percentages of total revenue, CPTRs. Start with what you've historically allocated, plus just 1% for profit, owner's comp, and tax accounts. The goal is to establish a new automatic routine with percentages so small you barely feel them. Then adjust quarterly until reaching target distributions. PFC is self-correcting because percentages must always add up to 100%. If they exceed 100%, you're spending more than you earn, common for construction businesses. The confusion often stems from gap accounting, where P&L might show positive numbers but doesn't account for all money leaving the business, like owner's draws taken from the balance sheet. To implement Profit First, Mike recommends starting with small adjustments to your day zero percentages. Add 1% to profit, 1% to owner's comp, 1% to tax, and reduce OPEX by 3%. For a business with $1 million revenue, this means getting the same work done for $890,000 instead of $920,000. To make Profit First work, you must cut expenses by at least 10% immediately, even though you're only allocating 3% to your key accounts. This larger cut is necessary because bills don't disappear overnight, and you'll need cash reserves for future quarterly increases of another 3%. Establishing a financial rhythm transforms your business from reactive to proactive. Instead of checking bank balances whenever bills arrive, process allocations on the 10th and 25th of each month. This creates a disciplined habit that brings focus and productivity. Whether from modern management guru Peter Drucker or Renaissance astronomer Rithikus, the principle remains: if you can measure it, you can manage it. Understanding the difference between lead and lag measurements is crucial for business success. Net profit is a lag measure, the end result of a process. Lead measures are the activities at the beginning that influence the final outcome. While lag measures like 10% net profit by year end are easier to define, identifying the right lead measures can be challenging, as multiple factors influence results. Implementing PFC helps reverse engineer your business by establishing metrics that matter, PTRs, revealing inefficiencies, and providing a plan to achieve desired results. Print out all your expenses and review them line by line, asking, "Do we really need this?" Eliminate broad categories like miscellaneous expenses and assign every expense to a specific category. If you have to stretch the definition to include an expense, that's a sign you should cut it. For many construction business owners, especially owner-operators, the value of their work doesn't appear on financial statements. When you start charging customers for your true value, prices will increase and some customers will leave, which is actually beneficial. If you perform 100 jobs yearly at $1,000 each and double your prices to $2,000, you could lose half your customers and still make the same revenue while doing half the work. As Brad Hamm states in Ownership Thinking, in the absence of information, people make stuff up. Combined with Parkinson's Law, work expands to fill time allotted, this leads to people working longer on the wrong things. While you may not share PTRs or proprietary financial information with employees, you must share other business numbers with them. When interviewing potential clients, Sean always asks about their closing rate. Most struggling construction business owners say, "We get most of the jobs we look at," and give percentages over 50%. This is concerning because high closing rates often indicate artificially low prices and minimal profits. Counterintuitively, profitable construction companies typically have closing rates between 30-50%. The worst enemy of profit first for contractors isn't the market, employees, or customers, it's you. The system is simple but requires consistent discipline, which is where most fall short. We resist cutting back on tools or vehicles, believe false industry standards, and steal from ourselves, taking money allocated for profit to pay bills or borrowing from tax accounts. Common mistakes include 1. Going it alone. While you can make PFC work by yourself, it requires discipline to establish good habits and break bad ones. Getting an accountability partner or joining a PFC group is crucial for success. 2. Too much too soon. Though you might be eager to set aside 10% profit, double prices, and pay yourself properly, you need to start gradually. Start with small chunks and build up over 4 to 8 quarters. 3. Growth for growth's sake. Many construction business owners believe success means growing larger. As Edward Abbey said, growth for the sake of growth is the ideology of the cancer cell. Instead of growing first and then figuring out profitability, determine what makes you profitable and build around that. 4. Not reviewing your expenses. Cash flow problems often start with expenses. Like Oprah, who signs her own checks to maintain awareness of every penny leaving her accounts, you need to review all expenses monthly. 5. Stop investing in your company. What many construction business owners consider investing is actually stealing. True investing means allocating specific capital with calculated ROI and a plan to realize that return. 6. Dipping into the tax account. When implementing PFC, you might allocate more to your tax account than your CPA's quarterly estimates require. Never raid your tax account thinking you won't need that money. You will. 7. Don't overcomplicate profit first. Following Occam's razor, the simplest explanation is usually correct. PFC is fundamentally simple. That $10,000 check isn't really $10,000. Portions belong to profit, taxes, owner's comp, and OPEX. 8. Skipping the bank accounts. PFC works because it's a physical cash management machine visible at your bank. Some try implementing PFC in spreadsheets without setting up accounts, but this fails because we naturally check our bank balance when making spending decisions. Imagine an elementary school with a playground near a busy highway. Without a fence, teachers would feel constant anxiety during recess, fearing children might wander into danger. But with a solid fence around the playground, everything changes. You can let children play freely without worry, simply maintaining the boundary. This illustrates how establishing proper boundaries creates freedom. Many construction business owners lack these boundaries, letting their businesses run wild until they get hit, whether by unexpected tax bills, splat, inability to pay themselves, splat, or running out of money, splat. Profit First for Contractors creates these essential boundaries through PTRs, profit, tax, owner's comp, and total OPEX. With these boundaries in place and additional support through accountability, you can focus on doing the work you enjoy without fear, requiring much less effort than having no boundaries at all. The system changed contractors like Ken Alger, who saw stress lift after just 1 month, and the Stitzers, who increased profitability by 60% within a year. The key is starting small, even just 1% of deposits into your profit account, to build the habit and confidence in the system. As Mike Michalowicz says, you'll never mess that 1%, but it proves the system works and builds your confidence to grow from there. Through small, consistent steps, construction business owners can break free from the craftsman cycle and build the profitable, sustainable businesses they deserve.